Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We're on Daf Zayin. I'm an Aleph, first word, and today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael ben Reb Chaim Tzvi, whose yahrzeit is today, then the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Menayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mitzpal. How do you know that Hashem davens? How do you know Hashem davens? Who's Hashem davening to exactly?
Yeah,
who's he davening to? How do you know he davens? Shenemar, it says, Vaviyosim al Har Kodshi will come to my holy mountain, Vishimachtim, and you'll be happy, Bebeis Tefilasi. By where I daven. In my house, at my davening place. Tfilah sam lo nemar, doesn't say where you people daven, right? Ella, tfilah si, my place. Mikan, shakarash baruch hu mispalo. That Hashem davens.
If he's the rub.
What?
If he's the rub of the
shalom. Oh, we'll see what it means. My master, what does Hashem daven? What does he daven? Amar of Zutra, Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Yehi Ratzon. Hashem says, Yehi Ratzon. Milufnai. It should be my will. It should be my will from before me. Sheyich b'shu rachami, that I should subdue my. I should subdue as kasi. My rachamim should subdue my anger, right? The igulu rachamim al midosai, and my rachamim should go over all my midos, all my v'snai im bonai b'midos rachamim, and I should have mercy on all my people, on my nation. And I should treat them lifnim ashuras adin. Most hold what's going on there is Hashem is demonstrating. You want to know how to daven? This is what you should say. It's not Hashem doesn't daven. Who's he davening to? What it means is Hashem's telling you, you want to daven to me? You're not going to say better than this. This is the best thing to say to me. This is what I want to hear the most. That I should have rachamim. That's what it means Hashem davens.
Why do we assume that Hashem has kaas?
What?
Hashem
doesn't have any attributes. Hashem doesn't have any physicality. Hashem doesn't have emotions. Hashem doesn't have emotions. We understand that Hashem has emotions. He's angry. He's happy. Right? So, says Hashem, says the Gemara, that's what most Rishonim say. Hashem is teaching us this is the way to daven.
Why does he need to use this one? He already gave us once. In the Torah, it says...
Correct. It's a fair question. Not only that, it's a fair question. Others say it means, this is how Hashem would, if Hashem really would daven, and Hashem would be a person, this is what he would say. Because he's so happy, he wants so much that we should have good, this is what he would say. But he doesn't really daven, because that's silly, you don't talk to yourself, right? You just do what you want to do.
Well, he puts on tefillin, so he davens.
That didn't mean physically he puts on tefillin. No, it didn't mean that. What did it mean? That there's a relationship between us and Hashem, right? A kesher. That's what it really meant. Tanya, Amar Bishmol ben Elisha, who is this person? He was the Kohen Gadol. He was one of the Asar Harugei Malchus. Pam Achas, one time, Nichnasni Lahakter Ketores, Lifnai V'Lifnim. It was Yom Kippur. I went into the Kodesh Kedoshim to be Makta the Ketores. V'Ra'isi, and I saw, Akatriel Ka Hashem Tzevakos. Most hold that some kind of image of Hashem. That's the most hold. Some say it's a Malach. Hard to believe there was a Malach in there. Whatever he saw, it was some very, very big, very unusual Gilui of some kind of Shechina. Shu Yoshev Akise Ram Venisa, he was sitting high on his throne. The Yomel, and he said, Yishmael b'ni Barcheni, give me a bracha. Amarti lo, so I said, Yihiratzal Mufanecha, Sheikh Bashirachamecha Eskazecha. Shmuel said, I went to Daf Yomi on Daf Zayin, and I saw what the best, and I learned those Rishonim that said that the best, this is what Hashem is teaching us what to say, so I said it. Hashem nodded his head. You see from here, a birchas hedyot, don't treat lightly a birchas hedyot.
This is salt,
What?
It's light.
These members, they shouldn't be kala b'inecha. So the truth is that the cheshik salmo, yes, we already know that you shouldn't treat a bracha of a hedyot kala b'inecha. One sec, no. But he's not who? Rishon ben Elisha. Yeah, he's no small potato.
Yeah,
but the Gemara already says, Aravna, the Yevusi, gave a bracha to David HaMelech. And the other one was Koresh. Koresh gave a bracha to Daniel. I'm sorry, Daryavesh. Daryavesh gave a bracha to Daniel. So we already know, we already learned, that brachas from light people, from regular people, are special. Here, Hashem asked for a bracha. You, give me a bracha. I want a bracha from you. Right? That's also, never heard before. So if someone says that, you could treat that special too. How do you know you shouldn't try to appease somebody in this time of anger? Let it go in this time of anger. Hashem said to Moshe, leave me alone right now. I'm angry right now. Wait. Hold out. Wait. I'm angry.
We have a mission on this too.
What's the mission? The mission of Pirkei Avos, right? Moshe, Hampton League. Wait a minute. Wait till I calm down. Don't bother me now. Does Hashem get angry? Right? Does Hashem get angry? What does that question mean? In! Yes, Hashem gets angry! Right? So what do you mean, does Hashem get angry? Right? What's that question?
We know that from Bilam, too.
We know from Bilam. We know from many places. V'yishma Hashem, v'yishma Hashem, v'yichar apo. What do you mean, does Hashem get angry? Right? So the answer is that when Hashem said this, the story of the eagle was already over. Hashem already should have calmed down. After the story of the eagle, Hashem says, I'm still angry. So even after, when you wouldn't think Hashem's angry, Hashem's still angry. And yes, Hashem's still angry, right? And then, of course, the Yad Ramah says, Ein kavon sheish kas mamash with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean Hashem is mamash angry. It's not such a thing, right? She'ein kas v'chem v'chorin af sholit bo klal. Hashem doesn't get angry. Hashem doesn't lose his temper. That's a better way to say it. Hashem lost his temper. He felt bad about it after. That's not pshat. Ella, rather, it's Loshen Mushalas. It's a borrowed term so we can understand it. Because we lose our temper, and we get angry, and we see people that lose their temper, and we see people that get angry. Anyway, the Tanya, it says in the by Bilam, the Elzam b'chol, no, that's not by Bilam. Elzam b'chol yom, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem gets angry every day. V'kama zamo, how long does he get angry? Rega, for a sec, for a moment. V'kama rega, how long is a moment? Amr, Echad b'chameishes rubui v'shmoshes alafim v'shemona meos v'shmona shmona basha. It's 58,888 of an hour. Right? That's how long. There are 3,600 seconds in an hour. Right? 60 times 60. This is 58,800. That for that moment, that's when Hashem is angry.
Why don't you just
say v'zehi rega? That's a rega. The aim called Ber Yechol Lechavin Osasha. Nobody could figure out that moment. Chutz Bilam Rasha, except for Bilam, he was able to figure it out. The Tziv it says Bei V'yoda Das Elyon. He knows the ways of Hashem. That's what it means. Hashi Das Behemta Lo Yada Yodei Das Elyon Hayada. What, he didn't even know his animal. He didn't even know how to treat an animal. He knew how to. Well, he knows Hashem's ways. Gemara says, yeah, El Malam Echihaya Yodei Lechavin Osasha Shekosh Baruch Gospel. He didn't know Hashem's ways. He knew that one moment when Hashem got angry. V'hanu De Amarle Navi. Yisrael, it's a pasuk in Micha. Ami zechar no mayotz Balak Melech Moav. Right, that what Balak knew that Bilam knew that. It's a surefire way to get the curse Klal Yisrael. I get the expert. He knows when Hashem's angry. My leman das tikkos Hashem. What does that mean? Amar Belazar, Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Do kama tikkos asisi imachem. So says Hashem. But look, you know what I did for you people? When Bilam was around, I didn't get angry. Shaloka asti miyamai Bilam Arasha. Shalmolei ka'asti, because if I would have gotten angry, and Bilam would have been able to get a curse in, lo nishtar mitzoneim shel Yisrael sarid upalet. Nobody would have standed a chance. What could you say in that time? What could you say? Tosfos has that question. Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos says, v'im tomar tap tosfos, maho yocha lomar b'shatz rega, what could you say in 1 second? Yesh lomar kalem, destroy them. You say one word, you get one word in. Ye inami, me'achar shahaya maschil klalaso. If you begin your klala, ba'osa shah, at that moment, haya mazik afil la'achar kein. You can continue talking. As long as you start, you can continue going. Okay, those are Tosfos' two answers. Correct. So, there's a halacha that comes out of this Tosfos. So we say every morning, every Shabbos morning, Sosman Kriyishma is 9:31, we're not going to make it. Or we are going to make it. So do you have to finish Shema by the Zman Kriya Shema, or just start? So the Mishnah Berurah says, and based on the Magen Avraham, you have to finish. This is a rabbi I spoke about at RCM in Brooklyn. You have to finish. Mishnah Berurah says you have to finish by Zman Kriya Shema, not start. You have to finish. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what are you talking about? Tosfos says that if you start something, you can keep on going. So as long as you start within the Zman of Zman Kriya Shema, you can keep on going. And the Arizal, he brings out the Arizal that says the same thing. So it's a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. If you do it like the Aruch HaShulchan, okay, so you have someone who to rely on. Fascinating. Based on this Tosfos, if you start Zman, and say it was Zman Tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should try to finish beforehand. But based on this Tosfos, that once you start, you can keep on going. You can keep on going. And all you got to do is start by this man. So especially in those like rare weeks when like rushing to make it, all you got to do is start. Once you start, then you can keep on going, even after this man. Right? Fascinating. Same thing with Zman Mincha and Zman Shachar. So he's some sick, whatever. So the right at the Shmoneh Esrei Zman. All you got to do is start. They have a sikkah, they do it all the time. They just start. You don't have to finish. You start and you keep on going. Right?
Some people start and finish in this model.
What?
Some people start and finish in this
model. Some people do that, 100%. Vayana dekamalei Bilam lebalak. Ma'ekav lokav akel. What do you want from me? Says Bilam to Balak. I can't curse. What can I do? Mar ozam lozam Hashem. Hashem's not angry. The curses are not working. All that time, Hashem didn't get angry. Vekama zam. How long is his anger? Rega, a moment. Vekama rega. How long is a rega? We just said how long a rega is.
Yeah.
So the Gemara, the Mefarshim explained the Pesach Inayim says that zman was not nobody. We can't wrap your head around the zman like that. Give it better zman. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Amar of Avin Vitamer of Vina Rega Kimimre. It's as long as it takes to say the word rega.
Okay.
Right. Umanal lon the rega rasach. How do you know that? Shenemar ki rega ba'apo chayim bertono. For a moment, Hashem's angry. V'ibay say mehacha. It's over here. It says chavi kimat rega. It means hidden. He's hidden for a moment. Ad yavrozam until the what's it called passes. V'emas rasach. And when is he angry? Amar abaya kahanach tlas shoy kamaisa in the morning. The first 3 hours of the morning. Ki chivra karbalasa tarnagalta when the rooster's crop turns red, turns white. The koi achad karin, standing on 1 foot, says the Gemara. Kol shaita v'shaita nami koi hachi. The whole morning it's like that. The Gemara, no. Kol shaita isbe shuraiki sumki. Every time it's red, really. Bahi shaita lesbe shuriki sumik. It has red streaks, and for this split second, it doesn't have red streaks. That's the moment. So we just said that only Bilam knew this time. So how's Rav Oven? How's Rav Avin or Ravina knowing when exactly the time is? We said nobody knew it except for Bilam. The answer is because once Bilam revealed it, now everyone knows.
Did he reveal it?
Huh? Bilam already told us. So true, but no one knew. Till Bilam, no one knew. Bilam knew. He wrote it down. He published it in the New York Times, and everyone knows.
Hautz,
listen to this. Hautz Tzeduki. There was a Tzeduki. Davi Bishop, we say Rabbi Shuben Levi. He was in Rabbi Shuben Levi's neighborhood. Have come entirely to a Bekroi. He was bothering him very much, like, you know, trying to show him different psukim that make Rabbi Shuben Levi crazy, right? That the tzedukim are really right. There's no Torah Shabbal Peh. Yom Echad, one day, he said, I had enough of this guy. Shakal Tarnagol, he got a chicken. Vugri Ben Kari Darse, he put it by his bed. The Ayin is staring at it, and when the crop turns a little whitish, he's going to curse the guy. Right? So, Savar Kimata, he shaita, I'll take, when that moment happens, I'll curse the guy. The guy, get rid of this guy. Kimata, who shaita, no him, he fell asleep. He fell asleep. When that moment happened, he fell asleep. Amar, he said, Shma Mina, you see from here, Lav Urach Ava Lebevet Hachi. It's not appropriate to be this way. Hashem doesn't want me to curse this guy, and I just have to suffer with him, maybe check it with him over, but cursing him is not the way out. It's not the solution. He took it as a simon. So now that you can see that from here. He took it as a simon from Hashem. I shouldn't try it again. I won't be asleep next, right? You took it as a simon. It's not the way to behave. Okay. Says, V'rachamav al kol ma'asov, k'siv, u'k'siv, Hashem's very, has rachamim, v'k'siv, gam enosh l'tadik lo tov. He punishes the tzadik. Tanam Mishrein, Mayor, b'shoa sha'acham az arachas, when the sun's rising, v'chol malchim izuch umayrav, menichim kisrayim, v'roshayim, they pull it on their crowns, u'mashtachim l'chama, and they bow down to the sun, Miad Kohes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gets very angry about that. Baruch Yochanan Mishra Biosi. Listen to this line. Tova mardas echas melibo shel Adam. Having a genuine feeling of tshuva in your heart is better Yoseh mikama malkios. It's better than many malkas. Why? Because if you do tshuva because of malkas, that's not so sincere. Beat me up till I okay, fine. You beat me down, God. You beat me down. Okay, it's good. It's not doing avarice, but that's sincere. How much can someone take? Do they give in? Guy does it on his own. It's a million times better, right? Shneamar, it says, V'rod for esh me.
Why to beat him until he says right, Sonny?
What's that one? Of what?
Doesn't it say that you should beat him until it says until he says right, Sonny?
Okay, that's better than that's worse than the guy doing it on his own volition. That's all we're saying.
Why do we think that Marcus is to get you to do tshuva and not an oynish?
Even if it's an oynish, it's both. Here's it. Shenema, it's a good question. Shenema, it says v'rod for esh me ava. Amra elchav hashuva el ish yarishon. I'll go back to my first person, min Hashem, ki tov li oz me'ata. It's much better than now. Someone does it on his own, it's much better than having to take Yisurim for it. For Shlokesh Amar Yosef Mei Malkios, better than 100. Shenemar, tachas gara b'mevin b'hakos ksil b'meya. 100 lashes from the fool. From Yochanan Mishurim Yosef, shlosh advar b'kish, Moshe l'fnei kodesh baruch hu v'nachs lo. Moshe asked for three things, he got all three. Number one, b'kish shetishra shechina al Yisrael. He wanted the Shekhinah to rest on the Jewish people. V'nasal. Hashem said, "Fine." Bikesh shenemar halal kol belechtecha imanu. Fine. Bikesh lo tishra Shekhinah alov dekachavim. He didn't want that the Shekhinah should not rest on the goyim. Bikesh lo tishra Shekhinah alov dekachavim. It shouldn't rest on the goyim. V'nasal. Hashem said that too. Shenemar v'nefluinu aniv amcha. It's only me and you. Only us and you. What did he double? It's the same thing twice. Maybe not. Number three, he wanted to know the ways of Hashem, and he gave it to him. Shenamar, like it says, Hodieni na es darkecha. I want to know your ways. Even though, now those three things are out of order, the three psukim are out of order, right? The reason is, because the first two we're not going to discuss. That's it, they're done. The third one we're going to discuss, so even though it's not in order in the psukim, the Gemara saved it for last. We'll see right now. There's a tzaddik v'ralo. Right, so listen to this. The Gemara puts tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik v'ralo. Rasha v'tovlo, rasha v'ralo. First tzaddik tov, tzaddik ra. Rasha tov, rasha ra. Rashi changes it. Rashi says, Minog midas mishpatav. I want to know, says Rashi, says Moshe, I want to know the minog of the midas of your mishpatim. How do you operate, Hashem? I want to know how you operate. Kigon, for example, mipnei ma tzadik vitovlo, rasha viralo, tzadik viralo, and rasha vitovlo. Rashi switches it. Why did Rashi switch it? What's Rashi driving at? What Rashi's driving at is that Hashem, Moshe didn't have a question. You want to tell me tzaddik v'tovlo? I understand. The guy's a tzaddik v'tovlo. You want to tell me tzaddik v'ralo? I understand that too. Tzaddik v'ralo? I understand that too. You're saving all schar for all of Haba? I understand both. That I get both. But to have both in the world? And then Rashi and tzaddik and Rashi v'tovlo the same thing? And Rashi v'ralo the same thing? Rasha v'tovlo, so give him all the schar here, and Rasha v'ralo, no, I don't give schar here either. I understand all that. But to have inconsistencies, there's a tzaddik v'tovlo and a tzaddik v'ralo, so how does that work? Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha v'ralo, I don't understand. There's a medayik in Rashi, the fact that Rashi switched it around, that was what Moshe's question was. Why is it inconsistent? You want to tell me you have a mahalach Hashem, you give schar in this world, or you don't give schar in this world. Either one I get. Either one I understand. You give somebody, you throw somebody a little bone, give them a little bit of schar in this world, I get that. You don't want to? I get that too. So then why is it inconsistent? That was Moshe's kasha. Right? That was a bothering Moshe.
How do you get that from Rashi?
Because the Rashi puts, Matneva tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik, Mibdema tzaddik v'tovlo, Rasha v'ralo. That I understand. Tzaddik v'ralo, Rasha v'tovlo, I also understand. But together, I don't understand. So, Amalo, he told him, Moshe, tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tadik v'ralo, tadik ben Russia. Russia v'tovlo, Russia ben tadik. Russia v'ralo, Russia ben Russia. Now we're going to reject that anyway. That's not the answer.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Exactly. So, Amar, you just said, tadik v'tovlo, tadik ben tadik, tadik v'tovlo, it's tadik ben tadik. So tadik v'tovlo, it's tadik ben tadik. Yitzchak Avinu, it's tadik ben tadik. Of Yaakov, of Avram Avinu, right? V'ralo is tadik ben Russia. Like someone like Rivki Inenu. She's a tzaddik ben Rasha. Right? My father's Lavan. Her father's Besuel. Right? Is that what it means? Ain't that true? Vaksiv. Poked avon avos albanim. Right, Hashem will visit the sins of the fathers and the sons. Uksiv ubanim lo yamusu al avos. But then we say it's not true. So vermin and kara adadi. There's a sira. Do sons suffer for the sins of their fathers or not? And we said lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha. Yes, they do. Kisha oaks and ma'asim avosayim biyadeim when they follow the ways of their father. And ha. And they don't suffer the sins of their father. Kisha ain oaks and ma'asim avosayim biyadeim when they don't follow the ways of their father. So how could you tell me that a tzaddik viralo is that a tzaddik viralo is tzaddik ben Russia, but if you don't follow the ways of your father, you don't get punished for your father? So it doesn't make any sense. That can't be pshat. That's not pshat. Ella hachi kamalei tzaddik v'tovlo. I'm not sure this is the answer. Tzaddik v'tovlo is tzaddik gomor. That's a real tzaddik. Tzaddik viralo, tzaddik she'eno gomor. Russia v'tovlo is a Russia she'eno gomor. And Russia Viralo is a Russia Gamur. Right? It's a Russia Gamur.
That doesn't work either, though.
Why?
That's not true.
Right. So, so the Pesach Yafos says that what Hashem does is, Hashem gives, if a person will remain in his tzidkus with poverty, which we call Ralo, then Hashem will do it that way to give him more schar. But if he can't, Hashem has to be tovlo to him. But it's tzaddik she'eino gomor. Tzaddik gomor is... Does that make sense? Tzaddik v'tovlo is tzaddik gomor. Right, so he changes it tzaddik gomor to mean if he can handle it. That's the same thing with the Russia.
Hashem gives oinchim to people who can handle it.
Right, that's what we said yesterday. Yeah. It's a very difficult line.
That's more today's question.
He said no.
No, I don't want it.
I know. Upligi de Rav Meir. Rav Meir argues on this whole pshat. Dabar Rav Meir, shtayim nasnu lo v'achas lo nasnu lo, chayim. Hashem did not show Moshe Rabbeinu the ways of Hashem. He didn't show that. Shenemar, like he said, v'chanisi es asher achon, afal pi she'eno hagun. To give you grace, you don't deserve it, I'll do that. V'richamti es asher rachim, afal pi she'eno hagun. To have rachamim, you don't deserve it, that's fine too. But v'yomar lo sucha liros es ponai, to see my face, Hashem never granted that. Right? Hashem never granted that. Tana, Mishmei Rav Yishur ben Karcha, Kach, Omlai Kosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Kishar Ratzitzi, when I wanted to reveal myself by the snare, Lo Ratzitz, you weren't interested. Akshav, now, Sha'at Rotze, Eini Rotze, now I'm not interested. Right? We're zigging and zigging. Now you want, all of a sudden you want to know? Now I'm not interested, says Hashem. Right? Yeah. Okay. Upligi Rav Yishur ben Achmeini, Amar Bionison. Amar Yishur ben Achmeini, Amar Bionison, Bishar Shlosha, Zachal L'Shalosh. For the schar of three, there were three. Meaning what? B'schar v'yaster Moshe panav, because Moshe hid away his face, zachal l'klaster panav. He was zachal to have a shining face. B'schar ki yarei, the fact that he was afraid, zachal l'viru b'geshet elav. They were afraid to come near Moshe. And mischar v'hibit, from the fact that he wanted to see, zachal l'tmunas Hashem yabit. He was zachal to see some kind of form of Hashem. He saw something. Then it says, v'asirosi es kapai, you can only see my back. My front you can't see. Amr of Chana bar Bizna, Amr of Shirma Chasida, Malamed Shakadosh Hera, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kesher Shal Tefillin. That he showed Hashem the Kesher of the Tefillin. What does that mean?
In the back.
Some in the back. What does that mean in the back? Some say it means he showed. Some say it's a Kesher. It's a connection. Hashem showed us, but it's a connection between the two of us. Hashem doesn't really wear Tefillin. It's a metaphor. Others say Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to make Tefillin, which is a big mitzvah. That right. The Chassam Sofer and others, the Sasema says the same thing, that what Hashem was telling Moshe was, panim bel panim, to my face, you're not going to understand my ways. That you're never going to understand my ways. But ochor, the back of it, the back, after time passes, then in hindsight, then you'll understand my ways. That's what he was telling him. My front of my children you can't see. When things happen, you question, why is it happening to me? It might take 120 years. But then you'll understand. In hindsight, you'll understand. In the when it's going on, you'll never get it. In hindsight, acha, the back of my tefillin you can see. That's what he says. Amar Yochanan. Yeah, but he didn't understand his ways. Why is tzaddik v'ralo? That he didn't know. The machlokas, if we gave him an answer, tzaddik v'sheino gomer. You know what that means? No, no one knows what that means. So some say he didn't even answer him. He told him that you're never going to understand. The back, after time, after 70 years, after 420 years, then you'll understand. But at the time it's happening, that you're never going to know my ways. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Kol dar v'dar, shiyatzin pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu tova, kol dibur v'dibur, shiyatzin pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu tova, anything Hashem says for good, afil al tnai, lo chazer bo, he won't take it back. Minolan, mi Moshe, Rabbeinu. Shinemar, harv menu v'ashmideim, v'etze oizcha l'goy atzum. Hashem said, I had enough of these people, I'll make a nation out of you, says Hashem. I'll make a nation out of you, a great nation out of you. It didn't happen. He didn't destroy anybody. He destroyed 3,000 people, right? Didn't destroy anyone else. Nevertheless, that still was mekuyim in some level. How? Afagav the boy Moshe Rachim Elai b'milsa ubatla. Hashem got rid of that. Moshe Davin, they got rid of that klala. That never happened. Afilu hachi okrim bezari. It did happen. Shemar, like it says, b'nei Moshe is Gershom v'Eliezer. V'ayu b'nei Eliezer rechavi harosh b'nei rechavi rabu l'mayla. Many people, many descendants. Tana Rabbi Yosef l'mayla mishishim ribri. More than 600,000 descendants he had. Isya, Rabia, Rabia. So Xerashava. Ksivhacha Ravu Malo. Ksivhasam Bnei Israel Parva Ishutu Vayirbu. Right? So many descendants. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rashim Ben Yichai. Yom Shabarak Adash Barakwa to Olam. From the moment Hashem created the world, Lohaya Adam Shakar will Akash Barakwa Adon. No one called Hashem Adon. Ad Shaba Avraham. The Karu Adon. Avram came and called him Adon. That's one of the reasons that we did say every morning, Adon Olam. Allegedly, it's attributed that it was written by Avram Avinu. It's attributed. Some dispute that, but we say it to all the kids, oh, Avram Avinu wrote that, and that's how we start off davening every day, Adon Olam, right?
What's the question?
That's exactly. It's a throwback to this Gemara. Shenamar v'yomer Adoni Elokim b'mo'eda ki arishana. Avram called Moshe, Avram called Hashem, Adon. Amar Rav, Av Daniel, lo nene ela b'shul Avram. Even Daniel was not nene only because of Avram. Shem v'ata shma lokeinu el tvil tavdech el tachnuna v'epernecha al v'zashcha v'ashrei l'man Hashem. This is Alef Dal Nun Yud. Right? L'man cha miboyle, it's just a l'man cha, el l'man Avram, shekarcha Adon. From the name of Avram that called you Adon. So by the way, a few days ago, we had the Gemara that said that when, how do you know that if one person sitting and learning Hashem is with him. So we quoted a pasuk. Kol asher azkires shemi ovo elecha v'erachticha. Whatever you mention my name, I will come. And the Marsha says, so what do you see from here? That when you're learning, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. If you come into a pasuk, and you have like these pasukim, I didn't mention Hashem's name, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. And if Hashem hears his name, he comes to learn with you. That's what the Marsha says. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that when you're learning, you're allowed to say Hashem's name if it's in a pasuk. If it's not in a pasuk, you shouldn't. But if it's in a pasuk, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. The Rabbi Yashiv argues, which says, no, we don't do that. We don't do that out of covet to Hashem. We don't say His name even if you're learning even if it's a full pasuk. We don't do that. So if the Mishnah Berurah says you can do it, so the Mishnah Berurah they hold the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you can do it.
How is he arguing the Mishnah
Berurah? What?
How is he arguing the Mishnah Berurah?
How's what?
How is he arguing the Mishnah Berurah?
He's allowed him.
That's just not arguing.
He's allowed him. Yeah, he's allowed him. So it's a very interesting topic because if you look at that pasuk, it's like the third to last pasuk in Parshas Yisro. The pasuk says, "V'im mizbech adama taseli, v'zavachta laolo, akol makom she'askei shemi." The pasuk's talking about bringing karbanos. What's the mashal talking about? Right. So what kind of pasuk is that? When you mention my name, I'll come to you. The pasuk is talking about karbanos. How is that a pasuk? So the Bnei Yeshua says there must be a kal v'chomer. When you can bring a carbon by yourself, Hashem likes that. So when you learn by yourself, Hashem likes that too.
Mishnah tells you can do it.
That what? That when a person's learning, how do you know that Hashem's there?
That's it.
That pasuk? That pasuk is talking about karbanos. You know, we read these pasukim, we don't even know what the context is. Okay. Amar b'yochanam mishir mishir ben yichai. B'nayin she'im aratzim lo la'adam b'shas kaso. How do you know you shouldn't bother a person when he's angry? We had this already. Shenemar, panai yelechu v'anichos v'lach. Hashem said, let me go. Some say it doesn't belong here. We just said this on Amar Aleph. It's a repetitive. Rabbi Yeshua, exactly. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur, Mishur, Ben Yechoy, Yom Shabar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Salomo. From the moment Hashem created the world, lo hayu adam shahodah l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, ad she'baso Leia v'hodaso. When Leia came and thanked Hashem. Shenemar, hapam odeh es Hashem. Right? Now I'm thanking Hashem. What's now I'm thanking Hashem? The Evan Shlema says, it's very hard to thank Hashem. Because you never know what Hashem gives you is going to be really good or not. You never know. How do you ever know? You never know. So to thank God, when Mashiach was born, like I said, there's no bad here. There's no bad here. I'm taking Hashem for this. I'm taking Hashem for. For Mashiach, no bad. For Malchus, no bad here. Impossible. She thanked Hashem. Unbelievable fart. Right? What? Well, what does Rashi say? Because Rashi says, because she saw Ruach HaKodesh, and now she had her fill. Because everyone's going to have 12, so she's the fourth one. So, okay, so it's not different. What?
More than her fill,
right? More than what you're supposed to get, right? You thank Hashem. Okay, it's not an argument. It's a different shot.
You don't thank Hashem, you get more than you're supposed to get?
What?
You don't thank Hashem.
Yeah. Right. It's a good question. What does it mean? No one thanked Hashem until Leah came? What does that mean? Ruvain, Amr Belazar, Amr Leah, Ruma Bein Li, Bein Bini, Lebein Chami. Look at the difference between me, my son, Ruvain, and Esav, her brother-in-law. Right? Her brother-in-law. It's her husband's brother. Look at the difference between me and Esav. Why? Dilu Ben Chami, because my brother-in-law Esav, Afagav Dimi Daite Zavne Lebechurse, on his own volition, he sold the Bechor. Dichsevi, Yimchores Bechor Rasul Yaakov. Chazum HaKsevi, what does it say? Vayitzing Esav, he hated Yaakov. Ukzivi, it says, Vyomer Hachi Kor Shemo Yaakov, Vakbeni Zeh Pamayim, he called it a swindle. And he sold it on his own free will. He called it a swindle. Vilu Gabi Bni, by Leah says, look at my eyes, look what's happened to Ruvain. Afagav the Al Karche Shakla Yosef, Lebechor Semine, against his will, they took the Bechor away from Yosef, from Ruvain. And they gave it to Yosef. Yosef got two shavits. Yosef got a five and Menashe. Ruvain got nothing. Right? Dichsiv, v'cholo yitzui aviv, because he mixed up the beds, ninu brachasol levnei Yosef. They took it away, they gave the bracha, they gave the pishnayim to Yosef. Afilu hachi, lamachnebe. He wasn't jealous. Dichsiv, v'yishma Ruvain, that's lemi adam. Only Ruvain wanted to save him. Only Ruvain wanted to save him. Everyone asked, what's this Gemara doing here? The Pasuk says why Ruvain Leah called him Ruvain. The Pasuk says that. What are you asking a question? What's another part? What's wrong with the Torah's reason? That Leah said, Hashem will see my suffering.
So it's a chronological, maybe add order also.
What do you mean?
Because we don't, Ruvain doesn't know that he's in
the... No, so she's saying it, Baruch HaKodesh. Baruch HaKodesh, look what's going to happen, right? So the answer is, every one of the 12 Shvatim, it says the reason before it says the name. But here it says Ruvain, and then it gives the reason. Like Ruvain! Must be other reasons why she called him Ruvain. And then the Torah gives one reason, there are other reasons. Here's another reason. Okay, Rus, my Rus, what's the story with Rus? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shezachsa v'yatze menu David, that she was Zochar to have David, Sherivuhu, Kaddish Baruch Hu, B'shirut Shesh Bachos. He filled the world, Rus means to fill, Ruch HaKaddish. Menolan, B'shema Garv, how you know the names matter? Amr Belazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Kra, L'chu Chazu Mipalos Hashem, Asher, Sam Shamos Ba'aretz, which means destruction. I'll take you Shamos, don't read it like that. Ela Shemos, we did a Shemos. The Malbim says something so interesting. The Malbim says, most people, when they convert, they change their name. They get a Jewish name. Rus didn't change her name. She's still called Rus. And Rus is a Jewish name. There are people walking around today with the name Rus. So, isn't that funny? She didn't change her name. She became a Gioris. Yeah, that's why the Gemara wants to know. What's the story with Rus's name? It was a special name. That's why she didn't change it.
We don't know that. We don't know. Half the time, you don't know if that's the person's name. What's the person?
But it was her name when she was a guy.
How do we know that?
Yeah. What do you mean, how do we know that? They married foreign women.
It didn't say
the name. She was a Moabite.
But it didn't say their names.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
Sure it did. Yeah.
Yes. I'm over here.
Hey, this next to us. We have a woman in the Torah. The name is not the real name.
That what, even by Rus also? So that's what the Gemara is. Of all people in the Torah, pick Rus. What's why Rus?
Moshe's name is not Moshe.
Right.
Shlomo's name is not Shlomo.
Right, I hear what you're saying.
After the
fact, they change it. But
exactly. Right.
But no, we always call it...
We always call them for... Okay. Right. Okay. From Rabbi Yochanan Bishimer Ben Yichai. Kasher Tarav as well, Bishimer Beitzo, Shal Adam, no Shalom Bayis in your house, doesn't just mean with your wife, it means it with the kids also, is Yosef Malchus Gog and Magog. It's worse than Gog and Magog, the war battle of Gog and Magog. Shemar, it says, Mizmor L'David, B'Baruchah, Me'ab Shalom, but no. David had Shalom Bayis problems with Avshalom, his own son. His own son wanted to kill him. Right? V'Ksiv by Spain, it says, Kash, Mar Rabu, Tzarai, Rabim, Kabim Alai. What terrible tragedy happening to me. I'm fighting with my son. Vilagabi Muhammad's Gogu Magok Siv, it only says by that, Lama Rugshu Gayamul Yegu Rik. Vilu Ma Rabui Fitzarai Loksiv, it doesn't say such tragedy doesn't say. But by fighting with your son it does say it. Mizmar Lovne Babarcham Shalom Bino. Mizmor LeDavid? Kina LeDavid by Leah. What kind of Mizmor? Thank God, Hashem, I'm running away from my son. What kind of praise is that? It's a kinnis. You have to fight with your own son? You want someone to kill you? It's Amar B'Shem Ben Avishalom. Mashallah Darvadama. It's like this. Adam Shiyotza loves Starchov. Guy pays off his debt. Pays off his mortgage finally. Kodim Shepar Rahi Atsev. Before that, he's all sad. Right? Oh, look how much debt I have. La'achar Paro Sameach. Once it's paid off, he's very happy. Make a party when people finish paying off their debts. Afkin David Hini when he had what do you call it? He was told he's gonna have problems in his household. So Hayatif was very sad. Amar, Shema Eved O Mamzer. Maybe it's an Eved or a Mamzer. Now, in order for David to have a Mamzer in his house, he had to do something wrong. So what does that mean, Mamzer? So that means the Eved's a Mamzer, not he didn't make a Mamzer. It means the Eved's a Mamzer. Maybe some Eved or a Mamzer, who's the Eved, is in my house. Who delo chayit alai, and then he's going to give me problems. Kibun shehu dechazet da avshalom hu. He saw it's his own son. Samech, he was very happy. Mishemach yom a mizmar. That's why he said a mizmar. Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't because of the situation. It was when he did the situation. When he ran away, he made a mizmar.
Correct.
Because of the situation, he made a mizmar.
Correct. But he made a mizmar, not a kina. At least my son. It's all my own son that's upset with me. Not some foreigner. Right, the Marsha says that David was thinking deep down, since he's my son, he'll have Rachmanis on me. Some foreigner, some Eved will not. Hey, my son, he'll never do it. He'll never carry it out. That's what he was. That's what he was saying to himself. That, what about it? Right. So we hold. He didn't do anything wrong. Really. He did. He didn't. Right. So that could be pshat also. Rabbi Yochanan, Bishem Shir Ben Yichai. You're allowed to bother Rishayim and Olam Hazeh. You're allowed to start up with them. What's Olam Hazeh? Where are you going to start up with them? In the next world.
Yeah.
So some say it means you can even start up with them, you can even bother them about Olam Hazeh things, even about the Yankees, even about being a Democrat. You can bother them in this world. Rishayim, you can bother them even about Olam Hazeh, even about Inyoni, not just about Torah, even about Inyoni Olam Hazeh.
Second tired away.
Yeah, like I said, is it a lack of kibud of aim to tell your father you voted Democrat? You let us argue with your father. Can you tell him that you voted a Democrat? What's the matter with you? You can tell him that. Shneimar like it says, Oz v'tori halu Russia v'shom v'tori yisgar rubam. Tanya namihachi Rabbi Destoy bar Matan Omar mutal yisgar v'shalom olam hazeh. You're allowed to bother Rishayim and olam hazeh, even a bat in yoni olam hazeh. Shneimar like it says, Oz v'tori yahalu Russia. Im lachshach amal lomer v'aksiv. But someone's going to whisper to you. But it says. Al tischar b'mereim. Don't start up with them, with bad people. Al tischan v'osei avla. Don't bother people that do bad things. Amalo mishalibo nakfo amar kain. That's only talking about what's libo nakfo. Only talking about really if someone's afraid of his averos. Ella al tischar b'mereim lios kimereim. What it means is you're not allowed to start up with them to become like them. Don't get drawn in. If you're afraid they're gonna draw you in, then stay away from them. If not, you can start up with them. Is that true that you really allowed to start up with Rishayim? If you see a Rasha that's good, he's doing well. This Rasha, Al Tisgarbo, don't start up with him. Shenemar, stay away. He's gonna win. Shenemar, Miromish Patecha Minedo. Not only that, El Shiroa Bitsarov. You're going to have Taurus. Shenemar, called Sarov Yafiach Bahem. It'll go on you. Don't do that. Don't start up. Lokasha, Anakasha. Hal Demili Didei. Don't start up with them if it's about his stuff. Ha Bibil Dishmaya. But about Torah things, you can start up with him. Even if he's doing well, now you can start up with him about Torah things. Viboy Seima. Ha b'mili d'shmaya. They're both talking about heavenly things. V'lo kasha. Ha, don't start up with somebody. Bisha shash masachetlo. Barasha when he's having good times. V'ha, when can he start up? Barasha she'ein hasha masachetlo. When he's not having good times. V'boy seima. Or another answer. Ha v'ha barasha shasha masachetlo. Both talking about things when the rasha is having good times. V'lo kasha. Ha b'tada gamur. If you're a tzaddik gomer, you can start up with him. Ha, but tzaddik she'ein a gomer. If you're not a tzaddik gomer, stay away. Don't start up. The Amar Puna, my dechiv, lama tabit bogdim, tachvish abala rasha, tzaddik bimenu. V'chi Rasha bolei atadik, because a Rasha swallow up atadik. Ha'ksev Hashem lo yazvenu biyado, Hashem won't let that happen. V'ksev lo yu'une atadik kol avon, no bad will happen to a tadik. Ela, tadik mimenu bolea. Yeah, a tadik can get lost. Tadik gomur ain't a bolea, not a tadik gomur. V'bo yizema, or some say, shah, sheh mezachekes lo, shiny. When the hour is shining on this Rasha, stay away in all and no. You cannot start up with him no matter who you are. Fine. From Yochanan Meshavashir Ben Yichai, Kol HaKoveya Makom L'Tfilaso, right? If anyone has a spot, a Makom where they daven, others change this, not the place where you daven, Kol HaKoveya Makom L'Toraso, you have the same spot where you always learn in the same spot. Not daven, we'll get to daven tomorrow. About Makom Kavua, we did it already, didn't we? Makom Kavua?
Yeah.
We had it already. It doesn't mean Makom Kavua, it means where you learn, right? The Shildas had a Girsa like that, the Rabbeinu Yonah had a Girsa like that, the Rif had a Girsa like that, and, what? And you should learn in the same spot. Right. You should have a Makom Kavua for learning, right?
Is the Svara the same?
We said
the reason for the Makom Kavua by davening is that you're in a place where you're familiar, your Kavan is going to be better.
Exactly.
Exact
same thing. Exact same thing. And Mr. Bruce says that also. He says, come to Shir, you sit in the same spot, right? Even though we don't sit in these places where we're learning, but pretty much everyone sits in the same spot every day. That's what you should do. Oivav noflim tachtav. With bracha, your enemies will fall before you. Shneimar, like it says, v'samti makom la'ama Yisrael. I'm going to give a place. V'natatim, I'll plant you there. V'shachin tachtav, you'll settle there. V'lo your guys owed. You won't have any more issues. V'lo yosifu b'nei ola la'anoso kasher b'rishona. Ravuna Rami, k'siv la'anoso, which means to answer, u'k'siv le'kaloso, and it means to destroy. To destroy? Yeah. The tchila la'anoso, first it you get answered, u'l'basof le'kaloso, and then your davening will help you get saved from destruction. Okay. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yichai, G'dola shimusha shel Torah, yoser milimuda. Learning... being mishamish a Talmud Chacham is greater than learning, right? Because you can learn things. You hang out with these gedolim. You can learn how they behave, how they bench, how they daven. It's greater than learning. So the Gra says, yeah, you can learn. He says like this. I read it to you. Sheyediyat halacha lemaisa to know halacha lemaisa nilamedes bekalus kimishamish es rabo. You can learn it very easily. Oh, you shouldn't do that when you bench. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. Now this Gadol Hador did that. Now when I bench, I'm going to do like that. That's very easy to learn. You hang out with these people, how they wash, how they make brachas, how they bench. You can learn all these kinds of things. How they daven, how they learn. You can learn these kinds of things. He says, that you can learn. Avol lifsok halacha mi'alimud sarach lilmod. But to learn halacha, you have to learn halacha. All the background, you got to learn yourself. You're not going to get that by watching somebody else bench. He might learn a little hanhaga, kalos, a little light thing, how to behave. Excellent. But to really know stuff, you can watch somebody. You got to do it yourself. Right? Shenemar, like it says, Po, Elisha, and Shafat, Ashiyotzak Mayim, Al Yedei Eliyahu. Lamad lo Nemar, it doesn't say he learned, Eliyotzak. Balamed, he just washed his hands. Balamed, Shegedola, Shimusha, Yoser, Milimuda. Okay. Let's do another minute. Another minute. Tomorrow, I don't think there's a place in Shas. We have so many days in a row of just Agadata. So many days. This is going to go tomorrow and even into Sunday. Then already it stops. It winds down.
The next Mishnah.
Tomorrow, there's actually quite a few halacha lamaisa things. Learning during davening is tomorrow. Learning during laning. What?
Uh-oh.
Exactly. being Marav Sedris tomorrow. Tomorrow's a fascinating daf. We'll do another minute. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Lerav Nachman. My time alosi my lebe kinishta letzliya. How come we didn't come to shul to daven? Amalei lo yechilna. I wasn't able to. I didn't feel well. Amalei lekanfi mar asaru letzli. So let's gather 10 people daven in your living room. Your chola. Amalei tirchli milsa. It's a tircha for me. What do you mean by that exactly? Falei malei mar leshlucha de tzibura beidne letzliya tzibura le faludi lemar. So at least you should daven when they're davening in shul. So we daven at 7 o'clock. You should daven at 7 o'clock. You can't come to shul. Okay, you guys are holy. It's a holy. What can you do? Yeah, you can't come to shul. At least you should daven when they're davening at in the shul. You should daven that time, same time, your shul. Amalei, my kulei, hi. What's all this? What's why are we so busy with this? Amalei, damar v'yochanam v'mshirim p'shirim ben yichai. My dechsev v'ani tefilasi l'chal Hashem eis ratzon. Eimasai eis ratzon. When is that eis ratzon? B'shasha, tzim mispalel. When the tzibah is davening. So if you're not feeling well and you can't go to shul, no, I'm not going to daven. If your mamish that sick, you're putt, you're an onis. But if you're going to daven anyway, so don't daven at some random time. Daven when the tzibah is davening. Especially in those days when they had only one shul or something. Daven when the tzibah is davening. Okay, so you daven when the tzibah is davening. That's much, much better. All right? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day and a good Shabbos.